Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike, you were just adding that everybody can go on and off the campus. They don't even control that. They're not. No, it's parents coming in high school to be scanned and interrogated. And it's all about getting everybody into the database. It's about training parents that these aren't your children and you have no right to be here.
That's what it seems like. Is like, you know, they have an open campus so the kids can leave, going, you know, to and from lunch. Ninth graders are not supposed to leave the campus, but, you know, my son, we found out the other day, has been going home every now and then for lunch, but doesn't get caught.
Well, I always went home for lunch.
They never catch him.
I mean, I always went home for lunch. I live right down the street from the high school, and, I mean, I'd run home and eat. I wasn't Al-Qaeda or anything.
And that's we live right across the street.
Yes, so I was Al-Qaeda. I ate it going home, but everything's Al-Qaeda. DV Kid, I want to thank you for coming on, but I tell you, I mean, I'm glad you brought up schools because we had that clip, but hey, Mike, thanks for coming in. DV, in closing, you got about 3 minutes here. I want to get you back as a regular guest. What are you working on now? What do you see happening in the future?
Well, I think that, you know, the activists have to stay focused and not get distracted. And, you know, you were talking about that movie, 300. It was written by a guy who writes comic books. You know, we have to stay focused on these certain issues like 9/11, you know, that movement. And also, I'm going to write a series of columns about the mothers of America need to unite against taxation. And I'm going to target specifically women who are Democrats because they don't understand the money trail and where the money's actually going. And if we can get across to them that they're being sandbagged, you know, with a big lie about, you know, your taxes fund education and all the rest of this.
No, your taxes fund the destruction of individuality and the people.
Right. But if we can get these working, there are a huge voting bloc out there, and they simply don't understand the money trail. So I'm going to focus on that in a bunch of upcoming columns. But things are going to get very, very bad. People do not understand that the whole situation with the housing market and construction, the stock market, 30% of it is comprised of the housing and construction industry, and it's in the toilet. You know what happened earlier this week when the Dow took another dive down over 200.
Greenspan, then, when it came back up, came out and said, yeah, the bubble's going to burst because they want it to go down now, that little piece of trash.
Of course they do, but they brought in the plunge protection team and they pumped it back up. But we know that they can't continue doing it. And as a matter of fact, about half hour before I went on the show, I got a call from a guy who's going to pick up Dr. Edwin Vier in a little while. They're on their way to New Hampshire. And Edwin would like to get on your show to talk about his new book on reconstituting the state militias. Because I guarantee you, it's the difference between our survival and slavery.
Well, let me get him on. Let me get you back on. Maybe we can get you both
on
together.
I'll call Kevin and give him his phone number.
Well, DV Kid, again, newsreviews.com you write for, and we always link over to your stuff to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I just, to know that these schools are criminally running databases and opening criminal files on children and keeping tabs with their non-criminal material in a criminal database, just to see just everything they do. I mean, the governor is saying it's the law, you've got to take this vaccine, when there's no law. It's just another hoax. These people are criminals.
Well, we have to, you know, the best thing that we can do, of course, is to keep educating people. And like I said earlier, I have found it very effective to get DVDs like Terror Storm is excellent. And ask, you know, give it to somebody who doesn't believe what's going on. And just say, gee, I value your opinion. Could you watch this and get back to me? And it works. And it shocks people.
Yeah, that's a good approach, is to say, give me your take on this. What do you think about this?
Yeah, because we hear all of these conspiracy theories and this, that, and the other. People just, you know, they push away. But if you, people, everybody's got an ego. I'm not any different. I try to keep mine under control, you know. But I have found it works. And people used to ask me all the time, how can I get somebody to read your booklet? It's only 44 pages. And I would just tell them to do that. Tell them, ask them to read it and give you their opinion. And the next thing you know, they're an activist.
Another great way is for teachers and college professors, which they are doing, is tell their classes to do papers on it, make them do it. Listen, DV Kid, thank you so much for coming on with us. You're a sweetheart, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. It's a war. It's an information war. And we're not about left or right. We're about right and wrong, ladies and gentlemen. And I can find few people more distasteful than Rudolph Giuliani. Maybe Hillary Clinton, George Bush. These people are just, they're absolutely despicable across the board. And we have the head honcho, the main editor, senior editor of the Village Voice, Wayne Barrett, who's out in a documentary film about Giuliani that we're going to play a trailer of in a few minutes, Giuliani Time. He's also got a book out, Grand Illusion, The Untold Story of Rudy Giuliani and 9/11. Well, I tell you, they wrote this stuff at the right time. Who would have known he'd be the front runner? How scary. I never thought I'd vote for a Democrat. I may have to. doesn't matter. They're all puppets. He's got stories he's been writing, like Hijacking History, Rudy Heist, City Archives to Shape His Own Legend. He wrote that back in 2002. There's just so much to talk about with our guest. We're just going to have to get bullet comments from him. Another one he wrote for The Nation back in September of last year, Cashing In on Catastrophe. Giuliani's law firm tied to Venezuela, Chavez. It goes on and on. Thank you for coming on with us, sir. I really do appreciate it, Mr. Barrett.
Well, I'd be very glad to be here.
Let's first get into why the firefighter union hates him. I mean, they have Republicans and Democrats to speak. They're nonpartisan. They're tired of him grandstanding, they say, out of the gates. Well, how does everybody call him America's mayor and this hero when New Yorkers hate his guts?
Well, it's not just the Firefighters Union. On the fifth anniversary, on the night of September 11th, while every national network had Rudy on and was treating him as if it was a month after 9/11, didn't have a critical question to raise, the 24-hour news station in New York, New York One, which is owned by Time Warner, had the head of the police union and the head of the fire union from New York City on, both of whom said, America's mayor, bunk. Why is he on all these networks? They saluted the book that Dan Collins and I did and the questions that we raised in the book about all of the issues that involve firefighters off of 9/11, whether you start with the fact that he put the command center in 7 World Trade. I hope your command center is not in the World Trade Center complex. But, you know, he put the trade center, the command center there, and that resulted in all kinds of communication difficulties that day where the police radios were predicting the collapses of the towers.
He also worked with Bush and the EPA to cover up the dust. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no question but that the firefighters are very upset about all the respiratory problems that so many of them and so many of the police officers and other first responders and even the construction workers, thousands of them having all these respiratory problems, and they were reassured not just by Christy Whitman, the EPA commissioner, but reassured directly by Rudy that there was no problem down there. When Ground Zero looked like it was going smoothly, it was another feather in Rudy's cap. Everybody in the national press said how quickly it was being cleaned up, but now that it turns out it was a toxic disaster,
and they knew,
suddenly Rudy doesn't have anything to do with it.
And they knew and premeditatedly covered it up. You know, I was talking to you during the break before we got you on, and I said, well, what do you want to cover first? And he said, well, you know, I brought up this Venezuela thing, and he said, that's not even in the first 200 things I've covered. Let's run down the top 10 things as a guy who's been covering and following and writing books about Giuliani. Number one, when did you start not liking him? What first turned you on to the fact that he's a creep? Because, I mean, I've been looking at him, and he's such a creep and such a hypocrite and such a liar and such a snake. I mean, I just can't say enough, but, I mean, you're somebody who really knows this guy. You're up in New York. Tell us about him.
Well, I actually met him in the 70s when he was a private attorney, and I knew him all the time and covered him very closely while he was the United States attorney here in New York, and he was an extremely effective federal prosecutor, and actually I admired many of the things he did at that time and wrote a book called City for Sale, in which he was the hero of that book, and he brought major public corruption cases against the Koch administration. So there was a day when I greatly admired him. I have watched the transformation of this guy over the years, and he's now...
When did he join the dark side? When did you see the change?
Well, I think he really kind of did it when he began to flounder as a mayor early in his mayoralty, and I think he sort of saw himself as going in the direction here where he had to find a new political identity. And starting around 1995, which is in the second year of his first term as mayor, he took on this kind of fierce partisan air, and he, you know, he had some successes. Obviously, everyone says that he had some successes in reducing crime in New York. What very few people know is that it reduced, the crime was going down in all 7 FBI categories for 36 months before he became mayor. But everybody seems to think he started this trend. But no, it actually started under our only black mayor, David Dinkins, and crime went down for 36 consecutive months before he took office. But certainly he helped drive it down further. But his problems, I would say, if you had to list that 10, I'd start with his relationship with the black community, which was always the most poisonous relationship that I've ever observed as a reporter in New York. I mean, I think it was clearly one of the things that turned me off to him as a mayor. He wouldn't even meet with Carl McCall, who was the state comptroller, the highest elected black official in New York, who came from Citibank, by the way. We're not talking about somebody, you know, who's a big protester or something.
Did Giuliani have a problem with blacks?
He has a fundamental problem with them. He wouldn't meet or talk to any of the black leadership in New York. People think, oh, well, he just wouldn't talk to Al Sharpton and the guys pounding the pavement. No, he wouldn't talk to a banker who was the state comptroller. He refused to meet with him because the guy wanted to audit his crime data. I think the books that I've written raise substantial questions about whether or not he was juicing that data. So that is a fundamental problem that he had as mayor that predated 9/11, and you would have to just look at the polls and you could see that Giuliani had only about 25 to 35% favorables in the various polls that existed on September 10th. That's how unpopular he was in the city. He was already considering creating a consulting company at that time. He eventually created Giuliani Partners. But
now, let's talk about the cashing in. I mean, this guy has cashed in.
Well, there's no question, but he's now a multimillionaire. Giuliani Partners is basically a 9/11 firm. It markets itself as a security firm, as a firm of great integrity and character that can advise corporations, and it's made a fortune since 9/11. We describe in the book the largest single client of Giuliani Partners, Nextel, and the nature of that relationship, and that entirely revolved around a post-9/11 pitch to the Federal Communications Commission to get additional frequencies and bands for Nextel, for its phone system, and it was all pivoted around the fact that Nextel was trouncing on all the frequencies of public safety communications across the country, was interfering with them to such a great degree that Giuliani was able to make the case to the FCC and to others that you have to allow Nextel to get this bonanza of free frequencies.
Amazing. Now we were talking earlier, you talked about being involved in chemical weapons mixtures or chemicals used in chemical weapons.
Well, you know, the recent story here is about Hugo Chavez and Citgo being a client of his firm now, a Texas firm that used to be known as Bracewell and Patterson and is now known as Bracewell and Giuliani. And Giuliani joined this law firm and was made a named partner in the firm within the last couple of years. And it turns out, who would be surprised, that a major Texas law firm represents just about everyone in the industry and the energy business. So who would be surprised that they represent Citgo? But basically what he did is this was a political combination. You know, this law firm has represented Tom DeLay for years. They handled all the ethics charges against him. You know, and so this is the firm he hooks up with down there to give himself both a corporate and a political base in Texas. And, you know, you don't pick all of your own clients, but if you join a law firm like that and you make that kind of a business decision, don't be surprised with what happened. The two law firms that he was associated with in New York, one of them before he became mayor, and this is around the time of the Gulf War, represented 11 companies that did direct business with Saddam Hussein. He personally represented one of those companies, and they were supplying chemical weapons and arms to Saddam's regime. So he has a long history of this. If you wind up with Republican white shoe law firms, who do you think their clients are? And obviously he made this choice. He really didn't need to make the choice.
Oil
he had
companies.
Giuliani Partners going. He didn't need to make the choice to have an additional law firm that he was involved with. He already had an extremely
well, he's got to come join up with the Texas Mafia if he's going to win.
Well, he's now joined up with this law firm, yeah.
Now, and they are the mob, folks, hijacking history. Tell us about him grabbing all the 9/11 stuff for himself.
Well, not just the 9/11 stuff. What he did was he really violated the city charter. And in the final week in office in December of 2001, remember he leaves office a few months after 9/11, he essentially seized all of the records that were maintained by any of the deputy mayors and his own chiefs of staff and so forth, the top city hall staff, and he put them in a warehouse in Queens. He has been filtering those records back into the public archive. Most of them are back by now, but who knows what was put back in and what was shredded. No one will ever know.
I mean, that's very dirty to grab, you know, this important segment of history, sequester it, probably have his goons in there, and then slowly filter. Yeah, I mean, he's in there editing history. It's a big memory hole. I mean, just that behavior alone shows guilt.
Well, I think what it shows is he wanted to write his own history. And so this is what he's been able to do, is he seized all these records. He's had them ever since 2001. He has slowly given them back to the city archive. No mayor has previously done that.
What was his excuse for that?
Well, his contention was this was a contribution to the city that he was going to make, that he created a foundation. Some of his friends and other law firms created a foundation.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. And that they would put these records together in a presentable public fashion and then return them to the city archive.
I mean, this is incredible. That'd be like him signing City Hall over to himself. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Stay there.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Here's a short little trailer for the film about Giuliani, Giuliani Time, that Wayne Barrett and William J. Bratton are in. Let's go ahead and roll that before we go back to our guest.
Bush is our president. that Rudy Giuliani has been one of the truly great mayors of the city of New York, maybe the best ever.
Mayor Giuliani is the oligarch's mayor.
Oh, you dirty boy!
And while he bullies the powerless, he kowtows to the New York Stock Exchange.
Giuliani's ideas about homelessness are disgusting. They're horrifying.
We will require them to work in exchange for shelter.
This man's answer was incarceration.
Squeegee men are a more priority to him than people who are dying.
Took a city of dependency and made it into a city of workers.
They have Mickey Mouse programs that put almost nobody to work.
It doesn't make you a good man. It makes you a kook.
Giuliani knows what he's doing. He knows when he's violating people's civil rights and constitutional rights. He knows it. He doesn't care.
If this is what the Brooklyn Museum wants to do, present nude men.
Dung on the Blessed Mother.
Public funds should not be used to support sick demonstrations by people, even if they call themselves artists. New York continues to be a city that exudes love for all of the people of the city.
There was two of them. He said to me, if I talk to anyone about what you're doing, he'll kill me.
It looks pretty interesting. I can't wait to see it. You know, the big thing here is his police state tendencies, his tendency to violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution, to grandstand, to lie, and then break the law himself and abscond and do all the things he's involved in. Is it scary to you, Wayne Barrett, to know that, as much as you know about Rudolph Giuliani, that he could end up being the president?
It's a pretty scary concept, Alex. That when you mentioned the Bill of Rights, the New York Civil Liberties Union and other groups in the city brought as many as 19 or 20 First Amendment lawsuits involving the Giuliani administration, and they won every one of them. The Giuliani administration never really won a major civil liberties case. And this is a guy who, not only is a lawyer, but was at one point in time the number three guy in the Justice Department, and he seemed to have no limits in terms of the First Amendment rights of people in this town. Pretty remarkably, he did.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I've talked to a lot of New Yorkers. I've got a New Yorker that works in my office, and they say that before Giuliani got in, there were some bad cops, but that most of them were friendly. I've been in New York a lot. I know you don't ask a cop for directions, because half the time they'll scream at you and say, get the bleep out of here. Do I look like? I mean, it's really the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And it seems like that was encouraged by Giuliani. I mean, is that partly to blame on him? I mean, how did the police change under him?
Well, when you asked me to do my list of 10, I tell you two of the ones that bothered me the most were that there were two separate incidents, both of which involved 16-year-old black boys. One occurred in the Bronx, one occurred in Bed-Stuy. And these 16-year-old boys were lying in their hospital beds with their parents around them, and were both in critical condition, and both of them managed to survive. But in these two separate instances, Giuliani held press conferences immediately and denounced the parents because the kids were out. One of them was out at midnight with a water pistol, and the cops mistook the water pistol for a gun and shot him six or seven times. Now, it's just remarkable to me that while somebody's lying in a hospital bed, you're calling a press conference to denounce the parents. One of them occurred at 2 o'clock in the morning. One of them occurred at midnight. I'll bet you Andrew Giuliani, has been out at midnight and 2 o'clock in the morning at the age of 16 in this town. It's not at all unusual that somebody's 16-year-old would be out at midnight.
I snuck out the window plenty of times.
Yeah, that's what he did. It was just, so he could be extremely shrill. Yes, he did send a message to the police that was a message of intolerance. And
in New York, I've seen families ask cops, officer, you know where this is? And they'll just scream at you. I mean, the cops weren't like that before. What happened? How did they act like that?
Well, I obviously, Alex, I don't know what kind of circumstances you're pointing at. I'm not going to certainly denounce the New York City Police Department. No, I don't think that's fair.
Here's an example. I was talking to an Austin cop last night that it happened to him when he was up there.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to straighten out one thing I said earlier because I wasn't too careful in what I said about Nextel, and I want to make this clear. They did not get those frequencies for free. That kind of stumbled out of my mouth. They had to pay for them, but they got them on a tremendous reduction.
Well, it's also hard to get frequencies, period, no matter how much money you've got.
But I want to make that clear that they did have to pay for them. It was a bonanza that Rudy helped them get from the FCC.
No, I understand. He gets a lot of... Well, listen, your new book is out and doing quite well, and Grand Illusion, Wayne Barrett and Dan Collins, thank you for joining us, sir.
All right, thank you.
Keep up the good work at the Village Voice.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, to get into a lot of really important information. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation, The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in Prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called SlenderFX. SlenderFX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to nofatnow.com and discover the amazing benefits of SlenderFX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit nofatnow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of SlenderFX by going to nofatnow.com.
Big John, Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home.
Okay, I haven't read the book. We did have a copy here in the office, and Kevin scanned through it. I didn't know this, and I guess we only went through two or three of the bad things about Giuliani. The book was really about, and I'd known this, but I'm glad it was in the book. I was starting to think that was kind of a weak interview. Giuliani's dad was a big leg breaker for the mob, and he's basically Italian mafia. So, I mean, what do you expect? But I already knew that, but, you know, of course, the Justice Department. It's just the mob sends their kids to, you know, get in the Justice Department. Well, I mean, that's we're a criminal society. We deserve a penguin-like, you know, gangster running everything. Piece of trash that was involved in the attack on those towers. It doesn't matter. They're all puppets, whether it's Hillary or Newt Gingrich. It doesn't matter. They're all gangsters. Gangsterism. Alberto Gonzalez, George Bush, all of them. They're a bunch of gangsters. All right. There's this amazing BBC four-hour documentary. I don't know how long it'll be up on Google and YouTube, but it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have links to it right now. And we should do a report on it because it gets into what a lot stuff I already knew, and I watched about 2 hours of it over the last 2 days, hour and a half, I don't know. Is there was this big 60s movement, you know, to really try to make some change, and it got infiltrated, and then major institutions, major research facilities got in and figured out how to target the new, you know, independent person that didn't want to be, you know, part of the conformancy. And conforming, but really it was the opposite. It was just conforming them to a new, totally self-centered system that promised to free you, when in truth it just broke up any society and any capacity to resist. And there's too much of this to air. I'll air a few minutes of this clip and then a few minutes of the next, but it talks about how, like, they invented Ronald Reagan. They knew that the nonconformist in people and that the population had become anti-government and anti-control. They actually knew that it was the liberals that would want to vote for Ronald Reagan, and they did all these scientific tests, and that's why he won by landslides, big landslide the second time. Ronald Reagan was an actor, folks. Okay, Ronald Reagan actually did believe some of what he was saying, too, but he was a total puppet, is the point here. Well, let's just go into these clips. Here's the first one.
100 years ago, a new theory about human nature was put forward by Sigmund Freud. He had discovered, he said, primitive sexual and aggressive forces hidden deep inside the minds of all human beings.
Wrong clip, guys.
Forces which, if not controlled...
That's the wrong clip. I sent you 4 one-hour clips. I'm talking about clip 1 and 2 out of the 3-hour clip. I guess that's just the point you backed it up to? No. The two clips I need out of the... You know how there's 3 clips... There's 4 on that page. Looks like we're not going to be able to air it. It's okay. I guess I just didn't send clear directions. It's the third block. You know, there's 3 blocks. Well, there's 4 blocks, but it's the third block, the third one-hour piece. I wanted it 8 minutes in to... Okay, great. So here it is, 8 minutes in, and then here's the next clip. My fault, not giving proper direction, as usual. Here it is.
A year later, Reich died in prison. For the Freudians, it seemed as if their main threat had been removed forever. But they were wrong. What the Freudians didn't realize was that their influence in American society was also about to be challenged, and in a way that would lead not only to their decline, but to the dramatic resurgence of Reich's ideas in America and throughout the capitalist world.
The consumer is king. His whim makes or unmakes manufacturers, wholesalers, and retailers. Whoever wins his confidence wins the game. Whoever loses his confidence is lost.
By the late 50s, psychoanalysis had become deeply involved in driving consumerism in America. Most advertising companies employed psychoanalysts. And as last week's episode showed, they had created new ways to understand consumers' motives. Above all, with the focus group, in which consumers free associated their feelings about products. Out of this came new ways to market products by appealing to the hidden unconscious desires of the consumer.
It means saying the mystery.
Something intimate is going on.
But in the early 60s, a new generation emerged who attacked this. They accused American business of using psychological techniques to manipulate people's feelings and turn them into ideal consumers.
Advertising was manipulation. It was a way to get you to do something that didn't come out of you. It came out of somebody else. Somebody else said, this year you should be wearing powder pink shirts with matching powder pink buck shoes. And I said, why? That's not who I am. That's who somebody else is. They wanted you to be somebody who would buy their stuff. This whole feeling of being somebody else's tool. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be somebody else's man. I want to be me.
In the mid-60s, a protest movement began on America's campuses. One of the students' main targets was corporate America. They accused the corporations of brainwashing the American public. Consumerism was not just a way of making money. It had become the means of keeping the masses docile, while allowing the government to pursue a violent and illegal war in Vietnam. The student's mentor was a famous radical philosopher called Herbert Marcuse. Marcuse had studied psychoanalysis and was a fierce critic of the Freudians. They had, he said, helped to create a world in which people were reduced to expressing their feelings and identities through mass-produced objects. It resulted in what he called one-dimensional man, conformist and repressed. The psychoanalysts had become the corrupt agents of those who ruled America.
It was one of the most striking phenomena to see to what extent the ruling power structure could manipulate, manage and control not only the consciousness, but also the subconscious and unconscious of the individuals. And this took place on a psychological basis by the controls and the manipulation of the unconscious primary drive which Freud stipulated.
Think about it, dear American people out there.
You're
all brainwashed, kiddies. You're all brainwashed. That's why your heads are saying right now, kill the bum. Like I look at you in the living room, you know, you're saying, kill me.
Following the logic of Marcuse's argument, the new student left set out to attack this system of social control. It was summed up in the slogan, there is a policeman inside all our heads. He must be destroyed. And that policeman was going to be destroyed by overthrowing the state and the corporations that had put him there. One group, the Weathermen, began a series of bomb attacks on companies that they said both controlled people's minds through consumer products and made the weapons being used in Vietnam.
There's no way to be committed to nonviolence in the middle of the most violent society that history's ever created. I'm not committed to nonviolence in any way.
We want to live a life that isn't based on materialistic values, and yet the whole system of government and the economy of America is based on profit, on personal greed and selfishness. So that in order to
right
be
there.
Human...
Again, you have to watch it in its totality, the whole thing. I watched large sections of the first two parts, and he admits the government was doing this and shows how they were, the military was involved with the televisions, you know, TV stations to brainwash the public to lay down and conform and go along. And admits all that, but then it comes in and says, oh, but these hippies were fighting it. But later you learn they were controlled. And then their leaders after Kent State tell them, no, we'll just go inward and only care about ourselves. Do as thou wilt. And then it turns out by the last part that comes after this, that they become the ruling class, and now they're just like, so what if I take your children? I'm a CPS judge. At least I'm living in a $500,000 house. You know, so what if things, you know, that's just the way it is. Moral relativism, me, 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 until nobody cares about anybody, everything just falls apart. But I wanted to fast forward to the 80s. This was in the 60s and 70s. And show Stanford Research Institute and how they were trying to, the government was trying, and corporations were trying to measure who people were that were, you know, trying to get out of the system and didn't want to, you know, buy into the mass programming, but really they just repackaged it and reprogrammed. And really that whole movement was run by the Central Intelligence Agency and the drug counterculture, all of it. Let's go ahead and roll that next clip.
In 1968, Rubin, as leader of the Yippies, had led the march on Chicago. Now he had undergone S training.
I was willing to die, and I had a martyr complex in a sense. I think we all did. And I've given up that ideal of sacrifice.
Yeah, this kind of got backed up further than I wanted, but that's kind of good to hear. It's this S brainwashing, oh, just feel good, you know, kind of like the secret now. You can make it all change. Just be in yourself. And then notice, see, now the yippies, they don't want to help people. They don't want to end war anymore. They just want to feel good and be little greedy snots. And that's who the hippies are running things today, the captains of evil. Here it is.
I'm not as overwhelmingly moved by injustice as I was. And now we reincarnated ourselves from within.
Basically, the politics were lost and totally replaced by this lifestyle. And then the desire to become deeper and deeper into the self. By now, a grandiose sense of the self. And my good friend one of the original Yippie founders, Jerry Rubin, definitely moved in that direction. And I think he was beginning to buy into the notion that he could be happy and fully self-developed on his own. Socialism in one person.
Yes. Was he alone in that?
Although that, of course, is capitalism.
That's the whole joke. I think it's funny. I think it's funny because people spend so much of their life being bedeviled by their past and being locked into their past and being limited by their past. And there's an enormous freedom from that, letting people create themselves.
S was only the most vivid and intense expression of an idea that was spreading rapidly through all strata of American society. Books and television programs promoted the idea that one's first duty was to be oneself. And those monitoring this shift were astonished at the speed with which the idea was spreading.
In 1970, it was a small percentage of the total population, maybe 3-5%. By 1980, it had spread to the vast majority of the public, up to 80%.
You asked the question, how do you get self-actualized? You take this day and you say, when I shave every morning, I look in that mirror, I say to myself, I really say this, I say, nobody is going to ruin this day for you, Wayne Dyer. Nobody.
That this preoccupation with the self and the inner self traveled and spread throughout the society in the 1970s.
It helped me to stop living in the past and start building from today and using my experiences in a positive way to be a better person today and tomorrow.
But then the problem comes, well, how do you be self-expressive?
And it was at this point that American capitalism decided it was going to step in and help these new individuals to express themselves. And in the process, make a lot of money. The first thing they were going to do was to find a way of getting inside their heads, to discover what these new beings wanted in order to be themselves. This came not from Madison Avenue, but from one of the most powerful scientific research institutes in America. Stanford Research Institute in California worked for corporations and government. It had done much of the early work on computers and was also working for the Department of Defense on what would become the Star Wars project. In 1978, a group of economists and psychologists at SRI decided to find a way to read, measure, and fulfill the desires of these new unpredictable consumers.
The idea was to create a rigorous tool for measuring a whole range of desires, wishes, values that prior to that time had been kind of overlooked. They say in business, you know, what gets measured gets done. We were basically telling manufacturers, if you're really going to satisfy not just the basic needs, but individuated wants, whims, and desires of more highly developed human beings, you're going to have to segment. You're going to have to individuate.
To do this, SRI turned for help to those who had begun the liberation of the self. In particular, one of the leaders of the human potential movement, a psychologist called Abraham Maslow. Through observing the work at places like Esalen, Maslow had invented a new system of psychological types. He called it the hierarchy of needs, and it described the different emotional stages that people went through as they liberated their feelings. At the top was self-actualization. This was the point at which individuals became completely self-directed and free of society. The team at SRI thought that Maslow's hierarchy might form the basis for a new way to categorize society. Not by social class, but by different psychological desires and drives. To test this, they designed a huge questionnaire with hundreds of questions about how people saw themselves.
You know, maybe you can fast forward a few minutes just to the part where it gets to Reagan. Maybe I'll air it on Monday. I'll, of course, be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the new syndicated Sunday show I do. Locally, you can listen to it in Central Texas all the way to Oklahoma, down to the coast of Texas on News Radio 590 KLBJ and quite a few other great affiliates that have picked us up. But I just can't do justice to it, just playing short clips. But it goes on to have Reagan's main campaign manager and speechwriters admitting that it was all staged and that they knew that there was this new group that didn't trust the government, didn't buy into propaganda. They learned how to target niches. It worked really good by counterfeiting them. And they basically just had Reagan come out and say, get the government off your back. We're going to do this and that. And it was all just cooked up by think tanks. We got bigger government, more control, and it'll be the same thing with Democrats getting in power, the same thing with Republicans, it'll be the same thing in 2008. But in the past, you could still fool people. Now, the population doesn't trust anybody in the government. So it's coming to a collision point, and things are swinging back the other way. People are not into being greedy pigs, so because it's not fulfilling. You're not designed to do that. You're designed to nurture. You're designed to have courage. You're designed to go through suffering and exaltation.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Over the weekend, I'm going to try to watch more of that 4 hours and find the really most important clips. Those are just some I was watching early this morning. It's an incredible four-hour documentary up on PrisonPlanet.com from the BBC back in the 90s, and it's accurate. Really, the first 2 hours are more powerful because it admits the government was mass mind-controlling. And here's the deal. You talk to the general public, and you tell them. And I mean, I took basic RTF, and it was in the textbooks that they mass-control people. But you tell the general public this. It was in my basic psychology classes. And they go, that's ridiculous, there's no manipulation, there's nothing going on, or if it is, it's liberal or conservative bias. Folks, that's because they know that you're aware there's some manipulation, they tell you, yeah, it's liberal, or yeah, it's conservative. No, it's not, it's corporatist. And that means dumbing you down, turning you into a mindless idiot, a self-centered piece of garbage. And they want you to be self-centered so everybody else around you self-centered, so when they're CPSing you or grabbing you or putting you in the system, no one comes to your aid, no one cares. They're training you to be like a prey animal, like a bunny rabbit or a gazelle instead of a lion or a tiger, what you really are. Okay? You're like a grizzly bear, folks. We're an aggressive, dominant species that stick together or hang separate. And we've always warred with each other. Well, they've got us busy warring with each other at the low level while the elite is together fighting against us. And it is just the biggest fraud in the galaxy that you're going to find enlightenment and happiness through being a greedy creature. And I'm not saying you shouldn't take care of yourself. You need to have some wealth so you can be independent. You know, they tell you to be greedy and self-centered because then society unravels and you really won't be, have friends and family to take care of you. I mean, basically, everything they sell you is the opposite, okay? And they're openly manipulating your base instincts. You've got to get control of those. And I wrote a bunch of notes listening to those clips. And when I say legitimate suffering, folks, I mean the self-actualization movement or the self-centered movement tells you just be happy till anything gets you down. You're supposed to get down watching an old lady get beat up by thugs, or you're supposed to get down when your family members die or get hurt, and you're supposed to get down when your child gets on drugs, and you're supposed to do something about that. You're feeling down because your body's and your brain's, your computer's telling you this isn't good for the tribe. You see, we live through the people around us, and it's not some socialist idea. It's that we're all interconnected. The socialists try to duplicate that because they know that's a basic truth, so they counterfeit it. So for anything I talk about, there's the counterfeits of it. It just gets so sophisticated out from there. It's just, I don't know what else to say. But that is an interesting point about how these other movements start at 2, 3% and then grow to 80% overnight. 9/11 truth and the true paradigm, which isn't some perfect paradigm, but it's closer to what we really are in reality than any of this other government-created baloney that they package as counterculture. This is the real deal, and we can't let it be co-opted by the New World Order. We can't let them hijack our movement. We have to all be individuals in it, being leaders, waking others up, looking at different facets, trying to expand the amount of data to be more diverse, not less, little self-centered, egotistical know-it-alls. All right, I'm out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, here on the Genesis Network. The show restreams 24 hours a day at InfoWars.com. Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Please spread the word about that free podcast. Tell everybody you know to sign up for it who'd like to listen to the show when they want and how they want to make it easier to get the info out. And please support us. Go to InfoWars.com. Peruse the safe, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. I want you to have a great weekend. Spend time with your family. Go do some gardening, walk around in the hills, just get out there and see God's beautiful creation. Feel sorry for the evil people, but still fight them and Try to put them 6 feet under if you need to defend yourself. You know. All right. God bless you all. We'll see you back on Sunday and back on Monday.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.